Hey Gratitude Seeker, when Monday comes, are you grateful or are you sad? In this episode, I will share with you what I believe to be the 5 reasons why people hate Mondays, what we can do about them, and also some ways of finding gratitude for Mondays. But first, like always, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This episode is supported by Mosaic Weighted Blankets. Here is what Gretchen had to say about the product. I love when I put this blanket across my body, mostly my chest. It's like a hug when you can't get one. Find out more about the Mosaic Weighted Blankets by visiting the link in the description. Everybody hates Mondays, isn't it? You have to go to work or to school, you have to wake up early, and after a great weekend in which you were able to do whatever you wanted, to sleep however much you wanted, you need to go back to the same old routine, right? I believe there are several reasons why people have this attitude. The first one is cultural. It's socially acceptable to complain about Mondays. It even gets you to be part of the pack. Even if you love your job and you don't really hate Mondays, complaining about Mondays makes you feel like you belong, like you are like the other people. If you love Mondays, you might be excluded, or at least this is what your brain thinks might happen. This is a very powerful force. If you are surrounded by people that are always complaining about Mondays, most probably you will get into that habit as well. And the thing is, there are going to be many, many Mondays to come in your life. And if you have a habit of being miserable each and every week, it's just not good for you. So a solution for this is maybe to change your environment, to speak with people that are more positive, that have a more uplifting perspective on Mondays and on work in general. The second reason, and this is also very, very strong, is school. We've been trained to do this for at least 12 years. If you think about your childhood, most probably you had energy, you wanted to do things, you wanted to go out to play with the kids or to do different activities that made you curious or passionate or just plain joyful. Think about it, for 12 years you had to wake up in the morning and to do something very similar to what you're doing today when you go to work. And most of us didn't go to school and were very happy about it, because we just wanted to do different things. And if we didn't go, we got punished one way or another. And we learned that if we want to escape that pain, we need to go through this each and every week. And of course, Mondays had the biggest impact. A solution for this is at first to become aware that this has happened in your life. So the habit of complaining about it is really, really old, and the connections in your brain are really well developed when it comes to complaining about this. And since we got to habits, this is actually the third reason why people hate Mondays. And when I say habits, I mean, for instance, sleep patterns or eating patterns. We usually sleep until a certain hour during weekdays, and on weekends we feel that we have the freedom to rest more maybe, or at times to rest less. And the way we eat is usually different. This of course has an impact on our body, even if we don't realize it. If you, for instance, go to bed at 11 p.m. and wake up at 7 a.m., that's 8 hours of sleep. But if you go out with friends and stay up late until, let's say, 3 a.m., and you sleep until 11 a.m., when you need to wake up at 7 a.m. once again, it can be really, really frustrating, because you haven't had enough sleep, and of course you feel it's the fault of the job or whatever work you're doing. But it's just your body trying to readapt and needing some time to readapt, because most probably by Tuesday or Wednesday you'll get back on track and it will be much easier for your body to wake up and to get enough rest. And it's the same with food. Like, if we eat at certain times, Our body expects food at those times as well. And it can be confusing for it that it's not receiving the required nutrition for that period. So my solution for this is to try as much as possible to keep within certain hours, to not stay up too late, or at least to not do it on Sundays, because of course it will be harder to get back on track. But at least to acknowledge this and to understand that your body just needs more sleep and that your state might be because of that. The fourth reason is the work itself. We may just not like it. It might feel bad just thinking about it, or it feels like a must, either because we were programmed to do so, or because it's really not what we feel we should be doing with our lives. Another reason that has to do with work, especially for entrepreneurs, but I think also for those that are really responsible, we might feel the need to get everything done on Monday. Either it's just a feeling or we really have a lot of work to do. So in these situations, we either change the job somehow, or if we can't, we can change how we see things, how we see the job, how we see our daily commute. And if you're really honest with yourself, in your mind, in your head, you're creating stories. You may focus on all of the negatives, like having to wake up and go through the horrible traffic, or other images that you create. You might also ask yourself negative questions like, why do I have to go there? Why do I have to work? Why do I have to wake up so early? And the first thing that I would like to address when it comes to this, to the perspective, to how we see the experience, is the fact that we feel it's a must. And whenever we feel that something is a must, something inside of us wants to rebel. That's why we hate dictatorships and we love democracy, because we feel that we have a choice when it comes to democracy. And when it comes to dictatorship, we just feel that we must obey. So the easy thing that you can do is to change the wording. Instead of thinking and saying that you have to go to work or you must go to work, realize that it is in fact a choice. Many times it's not an easy choice to make, but it's still a choice, and the choice that most probably you made. This can empower you, because you made the choice and you feel the power of making new and better choices. Possibly to get a better job, or to go to some trainings and to actually start working in a totally different field, because you have the choice, you have the power. Another perspective that can be really helpful is realizing that you have a job and that you have a place where you can go to work, probably in pretty okay conditions, and that someone chose you to work for them, to work in the position in which you work. Now it might seem like something really small, but when you were job hunting and you didn't have a job, this was the biggest thing that could happen, right? Another perspective that brings in more gratitude is thinking about your colleagues. Sure, most probably not all of them are perfect, some of them are really annoying, but maybe there are a few that are really fun and you really like hanging out with them. Or maybe you have clients that you really get along with. Think about that when it's Monday morning and you feel you must go to work. Think about the people you get to see and that you wouldn't get to see if you weren't working with them. Think about their qualities, the things that you like about them, the things that you like about your interaction, the stories that you tell each other. Another reason for being grateful when it comes to Mondays is the fact that most of us have a steady income. You might say or think or feel that it's not enough, but still, you have it. And most probably you have more than you used to have 5 years ago or 3 years ago. Another thing to consider is how you see your income. The fact that you might be focusing too much on your expenses can give you the feeling that it's just not enough. And the funny thing is that no matter how much we will earn, if we don't appreciate how much we are earning right now, it will never be enough. If we earn $1 million per month, we can still have expenses that are almost at $1 million per month or even more, and you can still be unsatisfied and unhappy. So it's not about the sum of money, it's about us appreciating it more. But I have an entire episode discussing this. You can find it by searching for gratitude reminders, the money that we do have. It's part of the 100 gratitude reminders that I did for the Gratitude Podcast. So if you need inspiration on what you can be grateful for, you can find many, many reasons there. They're short and to the point and very useful if you need ideas. So let's get back to Mondays. I will end this episode with some questions that I believe can be really, really useful for you when you wake up on Mondays. Here they are. What am I looking forward to today? It can be getting your coffee or getting dressed in a certain way that makes you feel good. It can be seeing your colleagues or having lunch at your favorite place. What can I do to make this day a great day? Make it your intention for the day to be good. What am I excited about? Maybe you have a new project or you're working on something that you really want to finish. What is great about my commute? Or how can I make it great? For instance, you can listen to the Gratitude Podcast on your way to work. I know many of the gratitude seekers do. Or you can listen to similar podcasts or to music that is positive. Another question that's actually an affirmation can be something like this. Why am I so grateful for my job? What is great about the place where I work? What is much better than the places where I worked in the past? You see where I'm going with this? Now think about these questions. Think about the answers. How do they make you feel? Isn't this a much better energy to start your week with? I really think so. And I really think that this can compound, and this great day can lead to a great week, and this great week can lead to a great month, and so on and so forth. Start with today and let the rest of the week unfold. Let yourself be surprised by different blessings and savor all of your experiences. Thank you so much for listening. Like I was saying in the beginning, this episode has been supported by Mosaic Weighted Blankets. And if you want better sleep and less anxiety, visit the link in the description of this episode. I wish you an amazing Monday and an amazing week to come. Thank you for listening and for sharing. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.